One Flat Summer by Dave Sheathby, with Jared McDermott as Ken and Gillian Bevan as Margaret. Episode 3, The Derby.
Story of our times, 50-ish blokes on the scrap heap. It's a national sport, and I'm a paid-off member. No longer required after 30 years to flog ladies' leisure wear to the trade. With the farewell speech fading behind me, and golf clubs going rusty in the rain of redundant days, I meet up with Curly Monks, a racing man, and we turn the year round with winners like Beecham King in the Craven at 9-2. Oh yes, oh yes. And Mark of Esteem in the 2,000 guineas at 8-1. I went home to Margaret and suggested a little holiday on the Costa del Costa, seeing as how I'd earned it and she deserved it. What with me, racing my days away.
Good swim.
Oh, smash it. Are you not going in? Oh. What's the book like?
Oh, I keep losing the thread. I'm a bit sleepy.
Oh, have a nap then.
It's nearly lunchtime, isn't it?
Oh, this time. I'll wake you up. Go on, relax.
Ken?
What?
Why do you want me to go to sleep?
I don't.
Well, sit down then. And shut up.
I think I'll just go for a little walk, actually.
In this heat?
Oh, just a walk around. Have a look at the town again. Okay if I take the telegraph?
Suit yourself. I think I will have a little dip, actually. Don't be long. I'm hungry.
I'd like to place a bet, please.
Have you an account number, sir?
Yeah, it's QC410773.
Just one moment, please.
Lady of Spain, I adore you. Lady of Spain, I implore
you. Mr. Warburton?
Yeah, that's right.
What's your bet, sir?
I'd like Nash House in the 340 at York, the Dante Stakes.
Any amount, sir?
£100.
100. Just one moment while that's checked, sir.
Da 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 dee 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 dee. Lady of Spain.
Yeah, that's all right, sir. Do you want the current price?
What is it?
6-4.
I'll take it.
I'll just read the bet back to you. Nash House in the 340 race at York, £100 win. Price taken, 6-4. Do you want the tax?
Oh, please.
On holiday, are we, sir?
I am. You don't sound as if you are.
I'm not. Still, buenos dias, sir.
And you.
Margaret?
Who are you phoning?
What?
Well, this is a phone box, isn't it? They do have phones in them here.
Right. My dad, actually. Just checking.
How is he?
Much the same, you know. Mr. Angry.
I've ordered some lunch. With red wine. That okay for you?
Wonderful. Are you going to let me out of this phone booth, Margaret? I feel like I'm on some TV panel game.
Aren't you forgetting something?
What?
That little card by the phone. It is yours, isn't it?
What?
Here it is. Ladbrokes, instant betting service, with a free phone number. It is yours, isn't it, Ken?
Have you noticed that? Fascinating.
What?
Oh, the way the Spanish build the roofs. Is it to catch the sudden rainstorms, you reckon?
Nobody comes off the phone to your father smiling, Ken.
You followed me.
I was interested in why you couldn't sit still.
Oh, it's York today. The Dante. There's one I didn't want to miss. Shall we go back? Have that lunch?
Must have taken quite a lot of sacrifice.
What?
For you to come here. To suggest coming here for a week, away from where you really want to be.
It's not like that.
You sold it me as a few romantic days in the sun, but all the time you can't wait to get back to the bloody betting, can you?
Margaret, you're shouting. The martinis are waiting.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
We're here, aren't we? The sun, the pool, all that.
This morning, a waiter, who is clearly waiting not just on us, but also for the summer and some younger material, actually for a moment considered me. I mean, he stopped, and for a moment he smiled at this loin on legs, and it went through his head that I was worth some small attention. We're talking about a 49-year-old here, one of the many invisible women in Western Europe, and you know, I was quite glad of the company.
I only put a little bet on, for heaven's sake.
Punters do it from Spain, do they?
Yeah, it's just a phone call. They make it easy these days.
Oh, of course they do. Only another 3 days to go, and we'll be back on the plane and heading for your horses. You think you can wait that long?
How does it go?
How does what go?
That tune. Lady of Spain, I adore you. Lady of Spain, I implore you. Lady of Spain,
I ignore you. Lady of Spain, I'm off home. That do? Here. Your betting card. You might need it.
The city. May sunshine. The crocuses in the city centre gardens punching through the grass like nails. The cidermen gathering on the benches for another huddled season of alcohol. And the betting shop door, wide open to welcome the sun, which slants in like an outsider on the early customers. Good to be back.
How was Spain?
Very nice.
You've not missed much here. The Dante was a mess.
I know.
Really?
Oh, they have English papers, Curly. Glory of Dante, won it? Right, the Dante?
3-1. The race was a mess. Told us nothing about a derby. Lucky you missed it.
I didn't. I did a phone bet.
What?
They have phones there, too.
Let me guess. You did Nash House.
I took 6-4. Useless. How did you know?
You go for the obvious, Ken. That's why. He drifted out. He must have known he was never going to win. How much?
100. I was homesick.
You should stick to Curly's system. Selected races.
You said on the phone you'd got something. Epsom.
They're not confirmed yet.
The Derby.
The Derby. Our next target, I think. Agreed?
And I've been to the Derby.
It's not a kind race. The course is like crazy golf. But this year should be different. We just have to wait. Plenty of time. I like racing in May. The form starts to settle down a bit. And the going, it's good to firm at Lingfield. Good at Doncaster. Good at Brighton.
You know, it's nearly a year ago since I got the first inkling of my position vis-a-vis future employment. I was in a cubicle in the gents. I'd got the sport in life, taking me time as you do. And Jack Tanker came in with this new kid they'd brought in to update the computer system. I'm scanning the runners at Ascot. It was Gold Cup day. I heard my name mentioned, so I kept very still. And this new kid comes straight out with alternative strategy B, which involves yours truly by name. Suddenly they stopped talking. Tanker must have sensed something. I kept really still. They knew someone was in there. Anyway, they went. But not before they'd washed their hands, of course, taking ages about it. But I wasn't going to let them know, was I?
Double trigger, 9-4.
What?
Won the Gold Cup last year. Mine was second. A familiar story. I like Ascot. Watching the rich. Funny, isn't it? That's why they have horses. It's the only thing they can't get easily. A winner. Challenge for them, you see.
You know, last year, when I first got the real hard news, I actually thought, well...
And what method did you have in mind?
Motorway bridge. Symbolic. Travelling all those years away.
Then you thought, I'll miss the Derby, and the King George, and Goodwood, and the Golden Mile, and the Ledger, and the Ark, and the Champion Stakes, and all the American racing in the autumn.
Yeah, not to mention the sun on the pavement like today, and the trees coming out, and Mark of Esteem shooting home in their guineas, and we did it.
Yeah, 8-1, a free man, Ken. You prefer the chains.
And it's not funny.
It is.
No, I enjoyed selling. I always wanted to be on the road, meet people. Yeah, but it's all changed. It's all catalogues and faxes and email now. Kids at screens tapping out little deals. There was this bloke on one of those late night talk things where they all sit in armchairs and turn the lights low so they have to shout because they can't see each other properly. And he says, the history of work in the last quarter of 20th century Europe is the history of hit and run. A hitter or a runner, Curly?
Oh, non-runner, mate. I've done nothing. Withdrawn. Didn't come under Star's orders. Tottered round. I've just survived.
I don't even know where you live.
I live at Hills, Ladbrokes and Corals.
You ought to come round sometime.
I don't think so.
That's for a meal and a drink. Meet Margaret. Go on.
My diary's pretty full at the moment, old boy.
Don't be like that.
Yeah, I thought Margaret was a bit unkeen. On racing.
Oh, she's not as bad as that.
Bet she doesn't know you chat up ladies in Shantung silk, does she?
You what?
Don't say you don't remember.
Oh, Rita, you mean?
Oh, you remember.
She was rather nice. You were bloody rude.
You want to watch it, mate. Strange ladies on race courses. You get to lose your concentration, not to mention your wallet. But by the way, I've got you something. Couldn't resist it. Here.
What's this?
Open it.
Lester, the autobiography.
No, it's his life story, by himself. And look inside.
Autographed. Lester Piggy.
It's real, too. I've got it in the shop in Watman Square. Lester must have sat down in some room, signing his name in book after book.
Oh, that's great, thanks. I'll lend it to you when I've read it.
Don't do books. Only race cards. Haven't you got an appointment with a job?
Sit down, Mr. Wyberton. How are you?
I'm fine. Last time, I was a bit out of order. I'm sorry.
Did you get a chance to read the leaflets I gave you?
Do you fancy a coffee? It's very formal all this, isn't it?
Well,
I just want you to tell me the full SP. You know, no bullshit.
SP? Is that a textile term? Fascinating. I really love the jargon of work.
There's a new coffee place on Randall Walk. You can spare a quarter of an hour, can't you?
Is it no smoking?
I've no idea. Is that something you feel strongly about?
I'm dying for one, actually.
There you go. Black coffee. I mean, all this stuff about interpersonal and transferable skills. Where do I start?
If you do me a list of skills, I can help you with a new CV. That's all. There's your contacts too. You could capitalise on those. And your experience.
Well, I've written letters. Made phone calls. Believe me, they go all misty-eyed and coy. They don't want to know, basically.
I think it's a question of keeping at it. What's the book?
Lester Piggott's autobiography.
The jockey? Isn't he dead?
No. He's immortal.
He's... I remember now. You used to make those kind of jokes when I came round to your house. What's SP? You were going to tell me.
Starting price. It's a betting term.
Are you interested in horse racing, then?
Not really interested. More devoted.
I don't get many people asking me about jobs in that field.
I doubt if there's a place in it for a 55-year-old ex-repping ladies' frocks. Punter, yeah. Always vacancies for them.
I've never understood the attraction of gambling.
Really?
Bores me to death. My dad watches from the box sometimes. Can't see the fun myself.
Listen, Breeders' Cup Mile, New York, 6 years ago. The sun on the course, beautiful day. This man, Lester Piggott, is on a horse called Royal Academy. They're coming into the straight and he's behind. 2 furlongs out, he's still adrift by 5 lengths. This jockey called Nakatini's heading for the wire on It's All Greek to Me. And then, in the centre, like a visitation from space, comes L. Piggott on Royal Academy. It was a perfect ride. He was joined to the horse. He wins on the line. And as he does, Lester looks at Nakatini. I mean, he looks across at him, as if to say, this is how it's done. And afterwards, Lester laughs. In front of the cameras and the press, he laughs the first and only time. And Janice, you didn't see it. You missed it. Tragic.
There was one thing I was going to suggest. Have you tried The Grocer?
The Grocer?
It's a magazine. They have lots of selling jobs in there. I've never actually seen a copy myself.
Sounds like a riveting read. That race, it's on video if you're interested.
Then again, you could have a complete change. Have you thought of that? People do.
A bank clerk into a physics teacher.
That sort of thing, yes.
Yeah. Alan Idle's got one of those at his school.
People can change. People do change.
Well, in my experience, they don't. Or if they do, it's so slight it doesn't register even as a faint breeze. People always stay the same.
Forgive me, but people do restart completely. I've seen it. You could...
be an astronaut.
Well...
or a deep-sea diver, or a pro golfer, or a landscape gardener. Do they have magazines, do you reckon? The Spade.
You're still very bitter, aren't you?
Yeah, I wasn't half an hour ago.
I'll have to go back to the office now. I don't think I've been much use. Sorry. How's Christine? A new baby, you said. Lucy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll take her for walks. Maybe I could make it full time. Get a magazine out. The Push Chair.
Oh. Oh, it's you, is it? How did you get in?
I remembered my key for once. Are you okay, Dad?
I was just snoozing. Doctor came this morning.
Again?
I rang her. Had these really bad pains.
You should have rung me.
Well, I did. Where were you then? William Hills?
I've been to the job place.
Anything going for me down there? Night watchman. I practice a lot in this house.
What did the doctor say, Dad?
Well, she's given me a prescription. It's on there. She says I should really go for tests into hospital.
I'll go and get these for you.
I'm not going into hospital. He gave me some refugee pyjamas last time, and after about 2 days, this young man comes round and asks me what the trouble is. I said they don't know me now. And after another 2 days of having to talk to people, I'd throw myself out of a carriage to get away from if I met them on a train. Some kid with an earring comes back, starts going off like a two-bob watch about changing the tablets and the need for a rest. I'm just better staying here.
Has the vicar been back?
No. But Jehovah came. Why is it the only visitors I have want me soul and me money?
Well, I come round.
Ah, when the moon's in the east.
That's not very fair, Dad.
Oh, nothing's fair at 87. What about the horses? Any more winners?
We're waiting.
We?
I have this friend. We've got this kind of partnership. He's got some useful contacts. I told you, actually. It's mainly inside information. It means we choose certain key races. There's none of this walking into the shop and glancing at 30 handicappers at Warwick and going for one. That's just a waste.
And what are you waiting for next, then?
Epsom, the Derby. It's going very well.
I hope the gods aren't listening.
I thought you didn't believe in all that.
I don't do God's law, no. Sod's law, yes.
I think I'll go and get these tablets for you, Dad.
Hey, about this gambling spree you're on.
It's not a gambling spree, Dad.
Well, it sounds like it to me. Remember Uncle Wally? Orbskirk tea shop, Wally.
I didn't ever meet him, did I?
Once, I think. I remember, when he were dying, I went to see him with your mother. When she'd gone for a pee up the ward, he leans over and he asks me to put some money on a horse for him. It was St. Ledger, I remember that. The horse was called Heatherset. And it won. I collected his winnings, I went back, but he slipped into this sort of coma. He never came out of it.
So he never knew?
No. And nor did your mother or your auntie. So I took the money and I bought some flowers. I wrapped them in a copy of the Sporting Chronicle. I put them on his grave. I got him 3 bunches of heather and some carnations. Heather, you see, after the horse. Your mother thought it were a disgrace that someone put flowers wrapped in a newspaper on his grave. But she never knew. No one did.
Heather set. That'd be 63 or 62.
Yeah, that's a story, eh? Passed on, you see. These sort of things in the family has to come out somewhere. You, Uncle Wally, life goes on. Just watch out, that's all.
Dad, don't.
I'm all right, man. Look, go get me some books from the library. I like reading science. Do not get ladies' fiction.
Hello?
Is Ken there, please?
Just a minute, please. Ken! It's for you.
Hello?
It's me. Just checking about Saturday. Any problems?
No, it's clear.
I think we should double the limit we talked about.
You're joking.
Now, look, I'm not joking. It's too important, this.
I'll think about it.
Don't come underfunded, Ken. You'll only regret it. I'll see you on Saturday.
Yes, see ya.
That was curly, I take it.
Saturday's arrangements, yeah. The Derby and the wheels.
When are you going to ask him round?
I mentioned it to him, actually.
And?
I think he thinks... I don't know. He'd be out of place.
Why?
He's an ordinary bloke, Margaret.
So are you. Very ordinary. I'm an ordinary woman. All around us are ordinary people. What's the problem?
You know what I mean.
You owe me a friend, don't you? After losing Don and Julia.
I've apologised. Anyway, they're not lost.
I'm intrigued by this, Curly. You get on so well. And you don't actually make a habit of that, do you?
Well, he's good company. I like him. He's helped me. Rescued me in a way.
Really?
You know, kept me spirits up since I left work.
What do you talk about?
Racing, mostly. Oh, and racing.
Just that?
And work.
You mean you moan on about Renton's and he listens?
Something like that. Yeah, it helps, like I say.
And where does he live?
I'm not sure. You'll always find him in that betting shop, the one on Mottram Corner, next to that Chinese restaurant where we went to know Christine's 21st.
It's a shame. We're such good friends, but he won't come round.
He's a black guy, you know.
No, but I can't see what that's got to do with him not wanting to come round.
Well, maybe he feels he don't fit in.
About money, Ken.
What about it?
I looked in the bookshelves. You said it was where you kept winnings when you won that time.
It's moved on since then. Floorboard's job.
Good grief. Why?
It's got bigger, Margaret.
You are being careful, aren't you?
What?
You haven't raided our future, have you? For this?
The lump sum. Not yet. I'm waiting for the ledger. Just joking.
I'm serious, Ken.
We're winning anyway, I keep telling you.
I just want to be sure of the future. You wouldn't be silly, would you?
When we get inside, you better go straight to the rails and get on. I'll catch up with you later, in the top bar. Times like this, being one of the walking wounded is not a help.
Don't worry, I'll get on.
Just your hand, all right? Here's mine. There's eight there.
Eight? But we planned four. The limit.
I'm having eight.
But that's all your profit. That's it. The whole dough.
Why don't you try the outside lane?
Let me do the driving, Curly.
Why don't you match it? You'll never get another chance like this.
Are you really that confident?
This chap's been good to us. He hasn't let us down, has he? We've not been greedy. We've chosen our races. Two out of two. I'm not arguing, Ken. It's too late. Just get us on Dushyantor and take a good price. Shop around.
Jennings is there. Here comes Shamit on the stand side with a strong run. Dushyantor is outpaced.
Not this one. Not this one. Please not this one. Too late. Too late now. Second. Lost. Lost. Down. And out.
Victoria dancer Al Hartham missed it by Jack Jennings comes next. Right behind him was Classic Eagle. Tisdor last to finish the sprint.
It was never there. And this winner, Shamit, it's not even been out this year. I can't believe it.
Second. A bad second.
Did you do all?
Seven.
You're laughing there.
Absolutely falling off with bloody delight, Curly.
You've got some left, I haven't.
£7,000. What's happened to me?
This game. You get at the edge, but you always come back. That's what it's all about. That's the way you have to look at it. 14-1 shot that hasn't been out wins the Derby. Like Lamtara last year. I never saw it then either. I didn't believe it could happen to us.
You never saw it. You didn't believe it.
I've studied this race for weeks and weeks.
Our contact. What did he say? Who is he? Where is he?
It's never a guarantee, is it? No certainties in this game.
There isn't one, is there?
Eh?
There is no contact. We're backing your hunches all the time.
We've had a loser. It happens.
And I fell for it.
But I'm cleaned out. You're still there. You're still ahead.
You've been lying, though, all along.
We've had winners. Does it matter? All that counts is winners.
I'm out of this.
Come on, we were doing okay.
You led me on like some idiot beginner. You have to find your own way back, kiddo.
What? You can't do that to me.
I am doing it, Curly.
We can do it. We can get out of the ruck. We just need to work at it. We were doing fine. You could use your lump sum.
You're not going back with me. You're not going anywhere with me from now on. Got that?
Hello again. Said we'd meet, didn't I? Ken, isn't it?
Hello, Rita.
How's it gone? Oh, don't tell me. I only have to look at your faces. Yeah, a bit of a surprise, that winner. Curly, isn't it? How are you?
Leave us alone, lady. This is not a good moment.
What? I'm sorry. That bad, is it?
It's an excellent moment, actually, Rita.
Oh, good. Drink, anybody? I'm paying. I back the winner.
Ken, you can't just walk away.
I am doing.
We're partners, right? The business. The campaign. Don't slink away now, Ken.
Here. For your taxi. I'll put it on your slate, okay? Or shall we just say it's quits? I'm going to the bar. Bye, Curly.
We nearly got off the ground, Ken. We nearly bloody flew.
A system, you said?
I can't believe I fell for it.
What kind of system, actually?
A contact. A very good contact, he said.
Oh, I have lots of those. I never listen to any of them.
There is no contact. Just Curly, after news night with the racing papers.
You won, though. The 2,000 guineas you went along, and the Craven, right? Two winners, nice prices. You've no idea what I've
just lost.
It happens. Go easy.
That's what he said. I am going easy. I'm going home.
Not yet. Have another drink.
Ah, I have to go. He'll probably be waiting by the car anyway. I actually like the guy. Pathetic. I can't leave him, can I? Like you say, I went along. Not anymore, though. A summer on the flat, that is it.
Not easy, Ken, being a gambler.
No, but I thought perhaps it might not be that hard.
Do you want to find out how it's done?
Not another bloody system, Rita.
No system, just guidance.
I should have got a copy of the grocer and stayed at home.
Betting on horses, Ken, it's heaven and hell at the same moment.
I've done it all my life. I know it's not easy, but Curly and those winners, it began to look, well, possible at least.
A bit soon to quit, isn't it? Long way to go yet.
Are you on your own?
With a friend. You may know the name, Tam Robertshaw.
Robertshaw? I've read about him. Gambler, isn't he? A pro.
I'll find him, okay? You'll like him.
It's very nice of you, Rita. But I think I've had enough of those.
Please, for me. Just wait here. Promise?
The crowd surge round the bookies for the next race. In the bar, red-faced winners scream for champagne. Losers stare at the dead body of the afternoon. Time to turn back, Ken. Time to go home. Return to the fold. Learn your lesson. Settle for the Sunday afternoon snooze. The lousy 7-iron shot into the green. And the slow slide to a maturing bloody pep.
Ken, this is Tam Robertshaw.
Sham it. First time out. Makes it so difficult, doesn't it?
Sort of.
Everything gone?
Not quite.
Let me get some drinks. Orange juice, Ken, right? The usual, Tam?
Did you do it? The winner?
I did not. The world's not come to an end, however.
I've learnt a lesson. No more. I nearly died out there.
Remember Louis Cohen, who was playing poker when he knocked over the lantern in the barn which burned down Chicago? His dying words were, "When I knocked over the lantern, I was ahead." Long way to go yet, Ken. Long way. Season's only halfway through.
In episode 3 of One Flat Summer by Dave Sheasby, Gerard McDermott played Ken, Gillian Bevan, Margaret, Keith Marsh, Dad, and Anthony Fable, Curly. Janet Moore played Rita, Tom Georgeson, Tam, Andrea Pickering, Janice, and Tracy Ann Oberman, the telephone voice. The director was David Hunter.